You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Alice will be back next week, but we have got the wonderful Mona Zed in the studio to talk about Basmati Bitch, which we've already had some amazing texts from listeners about who went along to the preview night. And you guys have had a really successful season so far. It's just been extended by a week. Welcome, Mo. It's nice to have you here.
Thank you. It's great to be here. Yeah, it's been great. We're really happy with how much people have been loving the show. Honestly, didn't expect so much love. But yeah, it's great. Loving it.
It's a very like high-octane premise, kind of sci-fi futurism vibes going on. Can you explain a little bit about the plot of Basmati Bitch? What is actually happening?
Yeah. So basically, yeah, it is set in the future, and it's something that's... kind of really inspired by Ankita, who's the writer, for it, was talking about that she's like inspired by like Hot Fuzz and Shaun of the Dead and Scott Pilgrim versus
yeah,
the
nice.
World. Yeah, and more recently Polite Society. So it's kind of like a fusion of all those kinds of things that she's put in a theater show.
That's so sick.
Yeah.
So what happens? I know there's kind of like there's sort of like good guys, bad guys, people working for the bad guys. They don't really want to be working in that space. What happens in this play?
Yes, so I play a character called Taj who works at a bar, his friend's struggling bar that they're trying to keep going, and they end up trying to, they decide to kind of get into like this gambling thing, and it turns into racketeering. And yeah, it's set in the future, like I said. And so there's this big kind of mob boss who's like, hey, you guys are kind of stepping on my toes. And they kind of get into situations that they don't really want to. The protagonist, who is played by Gemma Jade, Shiva, it's kind of her struggle in finding herself and her place in this new kind of apocalyptic world that's been affected by climate change and world politics.
And so is rice the currency? Am I right in thinking that?
Yes, that is correct. Yeah, rice is kind of become this illegal substance that is highly valued. And yeah, that's kind of the currency in the show. And a lot of the story revolves around getting rice, because if you have rice, you have power, basically.
Wow. It's kind of one of those ideas where it feels crazy to be like a world without rice, but actually it does feel like a tiny half step away from reality. As you say, with things like climate change and stuff, we don't even know what the kind of conflicts are going to be over in the future, and the tensions are going to be over in the future. It's a very kind of glamorous, almost comic book styling, as you said, with those like references that you've been drawing on as a team. It feels like it's quite a punchy thing to watch. What's it like to step into that world on stage?
Yeah, exactly that. I mean, the rehearsal process has been very challenging because I haven't really done anything with this kind of pace, with this kind of energy in it. But yeah, you sit down and it's just straight from the right from the beginning to the end. It's just go, 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 go. And there are only very specific moments that you can kind of hold and kind of linger in. But to earn that, you have to kind of really, yeah, it's been quite a challenge, but a beautiful challenge at that.
Totally. Tell us a wee bit more about your character. Who is he in this world, and what's his kind of motivations?
Cool. So Taj is someone, again, who is struggling, and he's also someone that is trying to figure out where he fits in this world. He's come from a foreign country into this place, kind of like the main character as well, and it's become very hard because of everything that's happening with the post-apocalyptic world situation to
still
kinda,
that jazz, yeah.
Yeah, to kind of make something of yourself. So it's a big struggle, and he's found a friend in... is played by Tian. The character's name is Jin, and he's like, hey, I've got a bar. And that's kind of become his thing, kind of helping his friend get this bar going. And he's the only real friend that he has in this world.
It feels like a real ensemble play in the sense that there's a lot of you in this, and also everybody's got these very like fleshed out motivations and very sort of like strong reasons for why they are doing what they're doing in the plot. What was it like to work with a big cast on quite an ambitious project like this?
It's been great. I think we got really lucky with the cast that we've got, because everyone gelled really well and everyone was kind of there to make the show amazing, and that's kind of what we've done. Yeah, and everyone's had so much fun with their characters because it's such a heightened world. These characters are so kind of out there and extreme that I mean, as an actor, that's what you want. You just want to be out there and just like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, totally. And it feels like audiences are responding really well to that. We've had some amazing texts from listeners who went along to preview night. Also, of course, getting an extension for a week is a really big nod that the show is going really well. What's it been like? Have you had friends go and watch this? Have people you know seen this yet? What's the response been?
Yeah, it's been really positive. Really humbling as well that so many people have come out to support this work. Yeah, it's been incredible. Yeah, like you said, extended by a week, which was really exciting. The show was, a lot of the shows, I think we were like halfway through rehearsal and some of them were already sold out. We're
That's
like, oh,
so
wow.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it's obviously, yeah, it bodes well for future Pan-Asian shows. You know, it's something that people want to see.
Yeah, for sure. So if people do want to go and see it, when do you run until?
So we're going until August the 6th now is the new date. Yeah, we're going to, every day except for Mondays, we've got a show on.
Fantastic. And this is at Q Theatre, is that right?
Yes, it's at Q Theatre.
Awesome. We will put the link to the tickets in the podcast after the show, but Event Finder is the place to go, or the Q Theatre website, or the Auckland Theatre Company website. Lots of places you can go and find tickets to Baz Marty Bitch. Mo, thank you so much for coming in and speaking with us this morning, and break a leg for the rest of the season.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.